This week's Torah portion contains the name of the ancient king of Moab, the king Bolok. It is somewhat surprising that an entire portion of the Chumash should be named after such a person, as the Gemara tells us that a person should not name his child after a wicked person. And certainly we're not only talking about one's own child, we're talking about an entire portion of the Torah, to be called so for all generations eternally, bearing the name Bolok. And Bolok himself was a tremendously wicked person, as our sages tell us that he had more hatred for the Jewish people than anyone else. And as the story is told in Chumash, he hired Bilam in order to curse the Jewish people. Why then should we have an entire portion of the Torah named after him? This question can be basically answered by looking at Bolok not as he was intrinsically as an individual, but looking at how the Torah actually describes him. What happened to Bolok at the end? The Torah tells us that in spite of his efforts to have the Jewish people cursed by Bilam, he was unsuccessful, that his plans were thwarted. In addition, not only were his plans to have them cursed unsuccessful, but the absolute opposite happened. As the Torah tells us that instead of Bilam cursing the Jewish people, that tremendous blessings came out of his mouth. Some of these blessings have been incorporated into our daily prayers and contain tremendously deep secrets of the Torah. As even the wicked Bilam, who was considered in the forces of unholiness to be a parallel to Moses himself, Bilam's tremendous powers of evil were converted in this Torah portion to good, as he used his tremendous powers, spiritual powers, which were normally used for evil, he used them for the good to bless the Jewish people. This, then, is how Chassidus explains the rationale for having an entire Torah portion named after Bolok. When we see a Torah portion Bolok, we are reminded of his wickedness. However, more so, we are reminded about how he was unsuccessful in his wickedness. And beyond that, how his wickedness was converted and transformed to good. That Bolok himself became a vehicle, that through him additional holiness was brought down to the Jewish people and to the world at large. And accordingly, this is the personal lesson we can take out from the Parsha Bolok, that we must realize that within each and every one of us, there is a kind of Bolok, that there are undesirable traits within us. However, we have the ability, just as Bolok himself and his evil designs were nullified, we have the power to nullify these bad traits. And even beyond that, just as Bolok was not only nullified, but his plans were utilized as a means of increasing holiness and increasing blessings to the Jewish people, so too we should use this arousal and the realization that we are in need of improvement, use this as an ability to reverse and transform these bad traits and increase the holiness within us. This is perhaps also the reason why the Parsha Bolok contains the biblical reference to the days of Mashiach, to the Messianic Age, as Maimonides explains. Because this is one of the primary aspects of the Messianic Age, that not only will bad and evil disappear from the world, but there will be a conversion of bad to good, that all nations of the world, even those nations that previously opposed holiness and opposed the Almighty, all of these nations will come themselves to praise God and believe in His total unity, as Rashi explains in the verse Shema Yisrael, that hear, O Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, that God, who was now recognized primarily by the Jewish people as being the one power over the universe, that in the days of the Mashiach, in the Messianic Age, Hashem Echad, God will be one, meaning that all nations of the world will recognize His unity. And it is this conversion of the Messianic Age which is taught to us in the Parsha Bolok, which also refers to this conversion to good.